The chakras are the body's energy system. There are seven chakras, and each one corresponds to one of the seven bodies. There is a diagram of the seven chakras and the seven bodies on the second page of the little booklet that came with this CD. So the first chakra, sometimes called the root chakra, corresponds to the physical body. And the first chakra comes out right between your legs and goes all the way down into the ground, and it's a swirling cone of energy. And the energy in that particular chakra feels like the energy of solidity and stability. As we move upwards from between the legs, up the spine, we have the second chakra. The second chakra is level with the sexual organs. And the second chakra comes out the front as a swirling cone of energy and also out of the back. This is sometimes called the sexual chakra, because the energy in that particular chakra feels like sexual energy, the energy of sexual attraction. Though it is the energy of attraction in general, and it's also the energy that we use for creating anything physical. Moving further up, we have the third chakra. The third chakra is positioned in the solar plexus. The position of this varies from person to person, but it'd be somewhere between the navel and the bottom of the rib cage. Again, the energy in this chakra comes out as a swirling cone of energy out the front and the back, and the energy in this chakra is the energy of personal power. The fourth chakra is called the heart chakra, again because of its location. It's right in the center of the chest in the position of the heart. And again, the swirling cone of energy comes out the front and the back. Energy in this chakra feels like the energy of pure love, pure unconditional love. The fifth chakra is in the throat. Again, the energy comes out the front and the back. And the energy in this chakra is the energy of expression and communication. Moving further up, we have the sixth chakra, sometimes called the third eye, which comes out right between the eyebrows, again out the front and out of the back of the head. Energy in this chakra is the energy of vision, not of just sight, but of being visionary. And then the seventh chakra is right at the crown of the head and is sometimes called the crown chakra, and it's just one single cone of energy that swirls and comes out of the top of the head. Energy in this chakra is pure spiritual energy. It's the energy of transcendence. The important thing to realize is that all energy is energy. The only difference, the thing that determines how the energy feels, is where it's located in the body. So energy of the crown will feel like spiritual energy. Energy in the second chakra will feel like sexual energy. And it's the same energy. This is the basis of many of the spiritual sexual techniques like the tantric tradition and the Taoist tradition, in that using certain techniques, the person would increase their sexual energy, and then using the focus of their mind will pull the energy up from the second chakra all the way to the top of the head, therefore using it as a means of increasing their spiritual energy. So all energy is energy. The thing that changes the feeling of the energy is the rate at which, or the frequency at which, the energy is vibrating. Energy in the lower chakras is vibrating at a lower frequency than energy in the higher chakras.